Hey, it's Scott here, and welcome to Theology Lab. I think there's a lot of different ways of defining what theology is. Greg Fung and I even try to name a couple in this episode. But when I think about theology, meaningful theology, I think about the kinds of things that I had to reckon with, that I couldn't but help to address. Questions about dealing with challenging parts of the Bible, about how God relates to us, or about how I relate to others who are different from me. They were personally meaningful questions, and I was reckoning with them ever before I became a professional theologian. So part of the reason that I say this is because Greg and I wanted to start this series by asking, is theology just for experts, or is it for ordinary Christians as well? Can we learn to talk to one another in a way that we would find that we're a gift to one another, and maybe come to see God a little bit differently along the way? This is the first episode in our conversation series. If you enjoy the Theology Lab podcast, or perhaps it piques your curiosity, take a moment, if you would, and subscribe or follow the podcast from wherever you listen to it. Here's episode one. Can ordinary Christians do theology? Greg Fung.
Hey, Scott Rice.
All right, we are in episode one of our unimaginatively named podcast, Conversations. Greg, what do you think about this? Are you still comfortable with the name of this podcast?
You know, it's great. I mean, it's straightforward. It tells you what to expect, so.
Here's the question I'm hoping we can explore, Greg. It's actually a couple of questions. Let me run them by you here. Is theology for experts only?
Yeah.
And can theology, in fact, be exciting? The question I really want to get at is, can theology be part of what it means for some people, not all, of being Christian? So, but I hope we can get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, you are, I think, one of the most interesting theological conversation partners that I know of. And so tell me really quick, why do you care about theology? Why do you get into theological conversations? Or even just like, what are we talking about when we say theology?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. You know, it's funny. One of your questions was, does theology have to be boring? And I say there are members of my close family who would say, yes, it is boring.
Yeah, it is. It's just we leave it right there and that's it.
This will be a short episode. But why is it interesting? You know, I've been thinking about this question because it's a funny thing. It's this thing that I don't have to talk about, but I feel compelled to talk about when I have the opportunity. Mm. And, you know, I feel like there aren't a ton of people who I get to talk about theology with. And the closest thing I can think of is I've also been obsessed with this will seem very narrow, but I've been obsessed with early 20th century Chinese history. And I think it's for the same reason, which is a lot happened to my family in the early 20th century in China, different parts of China. And I've been obsessed with it because a lot of it just explains so much of who I am and how my family was formed and how we ended up where we are and kind of the ways we interact, or also like personality tests, the Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram. It's the same sort of thing where I can get really obsessed about these things because it just gives me some handles to understand, like, who are we? And why do we interact with the world the way I do? I think theology feels very similar to me, where we're swimming in this, say, Christian world, for those who come from that world, as I do. I don't always understand it. And theology gives me some similar handles, some similar understanding of, like, what is this? And why? And where does this come from? And maybe where does this help me understand where we might go?
All right. So you've said that there's times where you feel compelled to talk about theology that helps you understand yourself, navigating the world. Can you give an example of how theology has been that practical for you?
Yes. Yeah. One would simply be in contemporary culture right now in November of 2025 in the United States, Christian nationalism is on the rise, and it is tied to my own faith tradition. And that's confusing for me. And so I think unpacking that without really understanding deeply these theological roots is probably like trying to fight with one arm behind your back. You really need to get down to the theology to understand, like, where did this come from? How do we end up here? And why is this happening? And then where do we go from here? So theology, I think, is a deep piece to beginning to pull apart some of those pieces. Another example would be my kids, who are now teenagers. They've got some good questions. I don't have a lot of answers. And I find that a lot of the apologetics material that I grew up with doesn't land very well with them or with me. And in fact, there's a way in which maybe these are actually theological questions, not apologetics questions. And so it's compelling me to kind of go and have these theological conversations.
Yeah. Okay. So it's interesting to me that you say whatever theology is, and I don't know if we have to kind of maybe unpack what we mean when we even think the word theology, but that it becomes something you're driven to when it becomes personal, like when you realize something that is part of you and your tradition comes together with something that you're feeling really uneasy about. You mentioned the example of Christian nationalism, or even, you know, the questions that you and your kids are navigating, and just like, there's no way around it, right? Like, this is like, I have to explore this in a way that what I'm doing, I'm calling theology.
Yes. And there's a way in which if I don't, then I'm either wholesale rejecting it, running away from it, or ignoring it, putting my head in the sand, neither of which feel like great options.
Yeah.
There needs to be some way to engage with it in order to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how about you, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, I think a good way for me to try to answer this is actually like, so right now, like I'm, you know, I guess I'm a professional theologian, right? I get paid to do the work I do around Theology Lab. So let me even go to a time before I ever imagined becoming a theologian. And I think about a moment where like I had an understanding of what the Bible was, a certain concept of what it meant, how it all fit together as history, as morality, as a guide for my life. And I took a class that just really challenged a lot of the basic presuppositions of what the Bible meant to me. And I felt in some ways just totally uncertain. Like I was just kind of like thrown out there helpless. I still believed. And now I had these new questions that I had to consider, right? It was the fact that like I had experienced the reality of God. I still believed, but this foundational thing for my faith had kind of come undone. And I felt like I'm going to use your language here. I felt compelled to continue to address that. And whatever happened in continuing to address that, I now think of as like, oh, that was theological. With that, you know, the explorations, the questions, the ways things came back together in a much different way. If nothing else, maybe we can bring out that like theology and our personal lives and our biographies, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why I think we've addressed like this is why it personally matters, and I think can be relevant for an ordinary Christian. It's looking at the things that matter deeply to you that you feel like you need to continue to address as a person of faith, as a Christian. But before we close up here, can we give a go at how we would define theology? I'm just going to name up front, probably dealing with multiple definitions, and that's okay. But how would you spin theology?
You want to go first? I got to think about this.
Yeah. So I've got one, and admittedly, this one's kind of in my pockets, but unpacking it's not. So it's one of my favorite definitions of what theology is. It comes from theologian Robert Jensen, and he said, theology is that yesterday we heard the gospel, we heard something of good news, and we believed it, right? We became Christians, and then tomorrow, we know we need to say it again tomorrow. Think theology is what happens in between. And okay, so let me just unpack that just a little bit, right? What I think Jensen is trying to say in this kind of like nifty short little expression is that theology is the fact that we believe, but we exist in this world where all these new things come at us, new questions come at us. We want to explore. We have different experiences. We somehow believe that like the message we've heard is a message to share again. And we've got to think about how to say that in a responsible, faithful way. So there's something inherent just about believing the Christian message that requires us to do theology. And you know, one of the most evident obvious places you can experience this is you just sit down with people who are working with youth, who are working in the church with younger populations. And my goodness, like they have to think like so hard and intensive, like what does it mean to take the thing that we've received that we believe is good news and communicate it with populations speaking very different languages and dealing with different concepts? Let me pause there, Greg, and think like, all right, that's one take on what theology is and looks like. I wonder if you have, what about you?
For me, it's more like that Anselm quote, faith seeking understanding. It's just like, what do we actually believe and why, and how does it fit together, or does it fit together? Maybe what should we believe and why? I think this is, at least for me, in a kind of a systematic, logical framework, versus individual belief statements. How do all these pieces fit together? So that to me, as I'm kind of a tidy person, I like to have things in buckets. And so it helps me to have it all systematized to some degree.
We should have started with your definition before mine, because that is, your definition is the classical one. And it's so good, right? There's a reason I feel like this idea, right? Of faith seeking understanding. The order, like, tell me what you think about this, right? The order of that is faith first and then understanding second. That seems significant to me, because it is not like, it's not saying, hey, you first like have this concrete, absolute reason to believe, and then you're figuring things out that just fit into that already set mold. It's like, no, you meet God, there's this somehow experience of faith, and out of that is a life of understanding. It's this, I guess I'm trying to draw out the significance of that word seeking. Are you drawn to that definition at all because of that word seeking? Or is that just, is that just, you know, something I like?
Yeah. I think I don't think it was always true. I think there was a way in which as a youth, theology was more about, who is it? Descartes, who kind of builds a purely logical framework for faith. That's what it was more for me. It was a set of proofs to bolster my worldview, as it were. But over time, that's been hard to sort of rely on. And it does feel more like I have this level of faith, but I don't really understand it. And so I'm trying to figure it out. And theology is the helpful means with which I can do that. So hence the seeking becomes much more important versus the knowing or the proving.
All right. If I hear this conversation as trying to make a case that theology is not just for experts, I would look back on what we've talked about so far and I would say, all right, we both said how theology comes out of like real felt needs in our lives. But what I don't think we've really answered, Greg, or spoken to is what does it look like doing theology if you're not an expert? What does it look like to do theology if you are... If you consider yourself an ordinary Christian and you're thinking, okay, that's intriguing how they're talking about that. But like, does this mean I need to go to seminary or divinity school? Does this mean I need to like study up to join the conversation?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, this is similar to go back to this idea of history or psychology. I'm not a historian, but history is important. Understanding history to some degree is really important, I think, for everyone. Or understanding yourself. I'm not a psychologist, but having some self-awareness is, I think, important for everyone. And likewise, understanding theology, you don't have to be an expert. I mean, you could be, and there are experts. We're grateful for them, for people like you who've, you know, really committed your life to studying it. That's fantastic. But everyone needs to grapple with it to some degree or suffer the consequences of not, of being unaware and of being somewhat blind to where we're going and where we've come from. So... yeah, I think it's important that we all do it to differing degrees, and grateful to interact with those who've studied more.
Okay, there's an interesting word that you use to me is self-understanding, greater self-awareness. If you're looking for just one thing to like start to, one thing to explore that may bring you into kind of theological conversations, is what is it that I'm learning that is intriguing? What am I learning about myself? What am I learning about God that I just feel drawn into more? There's like ways where I'm like, hey, we should be able to talk about doing theology. Let's not use the word theology. Let's say like, what are the questions and issues that we are trying to grapple with in order to be faithful? And then, you know, 30 minutes later, let's look back and say, actually, guess what? That was it. Like everyone's, we're all doing this. Like a thinking Christian is doing that word that I'm not using right now. One other thing I'll bring into this conversation, years ago when we were thinking about the name of what this group would be called, this learning community, and we landed on Theology Lab, right? I was like, I knew I wanted to be theology. I want theology to be in the name of it because there's something that this name's like, all right, this is a group that's going to be about these kind of intentional conversations. But I know that there's a barrier to the using that word theology. So when we put lab in there, which needs explanation as well, it was about like combining the word theology, this kind of like big word that can be a barrier, with a notion of a lab as a place of exploration, a place of conversation. And maybe this is even our next conversation, is that like, I want to look at why is conversation and discussion not just an interesting thing, but actually something that's essential to what theology has to be. And maybe even more importantly, what it means to be Christian. Like the conversation and discussion are essential to believing. So we're out of time to get into that now, but maybe we go there next. All right, Greg, good to be with you.
Till then.